Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and may the Lord bless you on this day. We're going to dive into the scriptures today, Acts chapter 20, where St. Paul is talking to the presbyters of the church of Ephesus. He's saying goodbye to them. And then the second reading, the gospel reading of the day, is taken from John 17, the high priestly prayer of Jesus. And these passages are reflective of each other. And I want to try to help us see that today. And the beauty of what Paul is encountering and the brothers, the presbyters who are with him, what they're experiencing, and then what Jesus himself was praying for in John 17. So here's Acts 20. Verse 28 through 38. It says, at Miletus, Paul spoke to the presbyters of the church of Ephesus. He said this, keep watch over yourselves and over the whole flock, of which the Holy Spirit has appointed you as overseers. So these are ordained leaders that Paul probably himself has ordained. He says he's, you know, leaving them, and so he's charging them to remember their fundamental responsibilities. You know, so keep an eye on the flock. Keep an eye on yourself and how you're living. Be watchful, be alert. That's a normal posture of a disciple, to be awake, you know, to be alert spiritually, to be watchful, because we know, as St. Peter said, the enemy prowls around like a roaring lion. So he's after us, he's after our people. And so as leaders, here he's saying as leaders, watch over not only yourselves, but also your flock, because the Holy Spirit has appointed you to be overseers. So they're drawing confidence, I'm sure, just from the realization and remembering that they're not in it alone, that even though Paul will be leaving with them, it's the Holy Spirit who really is the source of their life and their leadership, their authority, and he's the one who guides them. And the Lord said, I'm with you always till the end of the age. He said, watch over them, in which you tend the church of God, it says, that he acquired with his own blood. So the Holy Spirit is anointed them to be leaders, the leaders of the Lord's church, God's people, his body. Jesus won that through his death on the cross. He acquired the capacity. The catechism describes it this way too. He acquired people through his death and resurrection, through the shedding of his own blood. He paid a high price for everyone to enter into the church, enter into the kingdom, and the new life. It's very, very serious. It's extraordinarily significant, right? And Paul continues, I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come among you, and they will not spare the flock. Deceivers, liars, right? Compromisers, others will come. Idolaters will come and try to tempt us, and actual demons will come and try to tempt us, right, from being faithful as members of the church. And from your own group, men will come forward perverting the truth to draw the disciples away after them, the way after them, excuse me. So Paul is clear that the church is constituted, gathers around the teaching of Jesus, the truth, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. Faithful leaders communicate the whole counsel of God's truth to his people to give them clarity and all that Jesus taught. Remember, Jesus said, he'd give us the Holy Spirit to remind us all that he has taught. And this is what overseers in particular are meant to do, is to keep clear and keep before us what the Lord has taught and to drive off the wolves that come to try to steal. He said, so be vigilant and remember that for 3 years, night and day, I unceasingly admonished each of you with tears. How about that? Paul's so passionate. He wept in his admonishments as he's calling them to fidelity and faithfulness and vigilance to watch over the flock. Just the love and the passion, the zeal that's in him. He said, and now I commend you to God and to that gracious word of this that can build you up and give you the inheritance among all who are consecrated. So the word of God builds us up, and he wants them to teach it faithfully. And it's a good word for today, because there's a lot of cutting corners that's going on and ignoring large segments of the gospel and the teaching of the Lord. that consecrates us, that allows us to receive the inheritance of the Lord as a people of God and to be set apart. The Word of God has a lot to do with helping us grow in holiness and to be set apart and sanctified for the Lord. So I've never wanted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You know well that these very hands have served my needs and my companions. In every way I have shown you that by hard work of that sort, we must help the weak. And keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus, who himself said, it is better to give than to receive. Be generous givers as shepherds. Shepherd the whole flock. Don't just favor the influential or the strong. Keep your eye on the weak. Love them. Build them up. Encourage them. We're a family. We're a spiritual family in the Lord. And we've all been shown mercy. It's kind of the spirit of what he's saying. And then it's this beautiful ending. It says, when he had finished speaking, he knelt down and prayed with them all. So here these men are kneeling together with Paul. They were all weeping loudly as they threw their arms around Paul and kissed him. Isn't that beautiful? That's a shepherd. They know they've been shepherded by Paul, and he gave them everything, his heart, everything he had, and he loved them, and they're loving him in return. It's a wonderful image of what the church is meant to be, this kind of love and compassion, and I don't know, it's beautiful. For they were deeply distressed that he had said that they would never see his face again. Then they escorted him to the ship. What a moment. And he passed the baton onto them and their strength. And so what we now have in the gospel today is Jesus' high priestly prayer, the first half of it from John 17 in his Last Supper discourse, where Jesus describes in the depth of his being, this is the deepest prayer of the deepest man who ever walked the face of the earth. And he's praying to the Father. He said, Holy Father, keep them in your name, that is the apostles, the disciples, and really all of us. Keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. Friends, look at the division that so plagues the church. The high priestly prayer of Jesus is unity, is that we would be one, of one heart, one mind in Christ, loving one another. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, Judas, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. Jesus had to fight for them to protect them. Isn't that wonderful? And guarded. This is what leaders do. This is what parents do. This is what we do for one another. We fight for one another, that we, fight off the enemy who's pursuing when people are struggling and beaten down and the enemy's trying to take them out. And we pray and we fight. And that's how we fight. It's one of the ways we fight is through prayer, through fasting, through living with and sharing our lives together and helping people get through difficult times and challenging times. But now I'm coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. Remember Jesus said he wanted to give us full life, full joy, his joy. He said, I gave them your word and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Very important verse. I mean, they're all important, obviously, but this is very prescient today. I gave them your word, and the world hated them. There's many things about the word of God that the powerful in the world, the kings of the earth, as Psalm 2 says, and just ordinary people don't want to hear. And they're rejecting it, and they're resisting it, and they hate it. They hate the word of God, dimensions of the word of God. And so they're tempted to shape a God that fits their own personal preferences and worldview. But what it says is, Jesus underlines the fact that the reason people hate them, just like he said, hate the word of God, just like he said in the Gospel of John, that men prefer darkness to light. We really do. And that's because we belong to the world. A disciple is one who lives in the world but belongs to Christ wholeheartedly, whole life. And that's what the Lord is praying, that we can live in that and not become worldly and be seduced through deception and conform to this world rather than be conformed to the kingdom of God. Great challenge right now. And if we're not reading the word of God, regularly receiving the sacraments, praying daily, just trying to surrender to the grace, being attentive to the presence of the Holy Spirit in us, who is shaping us and leading us, we are going to drift with the culture. It's going to happen. We're going to end up accommodating, compromising, and not really belonging fully to Christ. And so here he's just begging the Father from the heart, very confident, loving prayer, but it's from the core of his being for those he loves, those who've said yes to him. He continues, says, I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. So that's why he taught us the Lord's Prayer. The last part of the Lord's Prayer is that we not be led into evil, that is, by the enemy. We wouldn't be seduced by the devil, trapped, and ultimately spiritually destroyed by him, because that's what he's after. That's why we have to be alert, going back to the earlier readings, you know, the posture, the alertness, the warnings of St. Paul, that the enemy's prowling around and wolves are going to come to try to devour the sheep. And leaders really need to be alert. Parents really need to be alert. Whoever has responsibility in the church needs to be alert, and for one another, as I was saying earlier. So they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Jesus did that consecration for us on the cross. Priestly consecration, he offered himself as a living sacrifice to break the power of the world, the flesh, and the devil over our lives, to break the reign and the dominion of darkness and Satan and his dominions over us. He broke it. And he consecrated us. He set us apart in the truth. Because on the cross, Jesus revealed the most fundamental truth. Who is God? What is God like? Who is Christ? What does it mean to be a disciple? What's a human being? It's the wisdom of the cross, the power of the cross, where that consecration happened. And he's praying. He says, Father, your word is truth. You see how Jesus loves the word of God, the word of his Father? He told the apostles, my desire is to do my Father's will. My Father's will, my Father's commandments, my Father's truth, that's my food. That's what I live for. This is at the core of our relationship. I just want to please him with all my heart. And we don't come to that by nature. We're the opposite by nature. We resist the truth. We resist the commandments. But the new heart we've been given in the grace of the Holy Spirit that we receive because of the consecration that Jesus performed on the cross, because of the offering of his life, he's positioned to then give to us what belongs to him. And then we see these last words, which are so precious. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. Father, I consecrate myself for them so that they also may be consecrated in the truth. Jesus is about to go to the cross, and where's his heart? What's he praying for? He's praying for his brothers. He's praying for those who become his followers. He's praying for his mother. He's praying for everybody that had said yes to him, but particularly the 12, but not exclusively for the 12. All those who become followers of Jesus, he's praying for. And he says, Father, I want them with me. He also says that. In the consecration he's about to undertake on the cross, he said, Father, I'm doing it for them so that they too can be consecrated, set apart, and they will offer themselves to the truth. Father, you are the truth. You are life. Jesus said he's the way, the truth, and the life. And that is, Jesus was absolutely dedicated and consecrated to the Father, so he, in this act of love on Calvary, makes it possible for us to enter into that relationship between the Father and the Son, to be set apart with them and for them, and come into the full truth that they share in love. Wow. Thanks be to God. Have a great day, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.